Welcome back. Another sure sign of spring. The Friends of Faxon Park are getting back in action with the big cleanup of Faxon Park set for tomorrow. So Steve Purdios from the Friends has stopped on by to chat with us about the group and about the cleanup. Hey, Steve, good to see you.
Joe, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for coming over. Appreciate it.
Yep, happy to be here.
Yeah, it's better than 25 years ago today when we had the blizzard of 97.
Oh my gosh, that's right.
Yes.
Yeah, we were shoveling 2 feet of snow, right?
Yeah, there was the only cleanup at Faxon Park that year was plowing.
I forgot about that one.
How are the Friends doing?
We're doing good. Yeah. You know, we're sort of coming out of COVID like everybody else is, you know. So we had sort of started in some momentum pre-COVID, and then it was sort of, well, let's, you know. So now we're sort of trying to get us get our feet back underneath us again,
let's say,
you know, to get things moving.
So. The group itself, so it's pretty new, right, the Friends?
So yes. So the concept was sort of revitalized, I'll say, a couple of years ago by myself and Laurie Kroll, Dana Harkins, and Serenity Bellow. So the four of us were kind of talking, you know, we'd run into each other on occasion. We'd say, hey, we should really do something more for Faxon Park, and we got to get a Friends group together. And so the four of us kind of started meeting on a regular basis, and then said, okay, let's see how we can kind of get this going. And just as we started to get some head of steam going up, that's when kind of COVID hit. And so so now we're, like I say, with the cleanup, trying to revitalize things, get things moving again, get some regular meetings, monthly meetings going, and trying to get our agenda moving forward again. So
how many Friends are there now, Steve, would you say, just roughly?
You know, I don't know. Okay. I mean, everybody loves Faxon Park, right? Everybody's a friend of Faxon Park, right? There's dozens and dozens of people that go up there every day. You know, it's a well-used park. In my opinion, it's the nicest park in the city of Quincy, you know. So, but it's, and what's nice about it is it's you don't have hundreds of people using it. You know, you can go up there and you can get kind of isolated in the woods, and it's really nice. It's a really great spot to, you know, take your dog for a walk, or just go up with your kids and whatnot, take a walk or whatever, and, you know, just see some beautiful parts of the city.
Oh yeah, you'd never know you were in the middle of the urban
exactly.
area.
And places, that really says it right. You phrased it right. You would never, you get up there and you wouldn't realize that you're, you know, 2 minutes from some crazy congestion right down at the bottom of the hill. You know, I love Blue Hills. I'll go up to Blue Hills. You drive to Billville, you're going to get to Blue Hills, and you're over there. This is right in the heart of the city. This is right in our neighborhood. So
it's really encompassing fantastic. Several wards too, right?
It's all in Ward 2. Yeah,
it is
all in Ward 2. Yeah,
how many?
Yeah,
how big actually, is Faxon Park?
Faxon Park is in the 72-acre range.
Okay.
A little backstory on it. So pieces of it have been donated over the last 100 years. Mm. From the first major pieces came from the Faxon family, and then it sat about that size on the 50 so acre for a long, long time, and then there was the attempt in the 90s to put Quincy High School down there.
Oh,
there
I
were
remember.
13 acres that were bought, and then that kind of came to a standstill. And then in the early 2006, we got the Community Preservation Act passed in the city, and we were able to buy another 13 acres of land that wraps around, from Faxon Park, wraps around a development up there, Highland Development, and ties back into the old City High, Quincy High School property. We refer to it kind of the old Quincy High property. Yep. It's anyhow. And then picked up a couple other small pieces using CPA funds. So it's now in the 72-acre range. And there's actually one piece of property that divides. It's right on the Braintree, Quincy Braintree line.
Okay.
And it's used some industrial. They test, there's a big an old quarry up there, and they test sonar equipment. Yeah, but there's another piece of it, a good sized piece that's just forested, and it connects Quincy to Braintree. And on the Braintree side, there's over 100 acres that are already preserved. So this is a key linchpin to really kind of expand the park and make the whole thing really an outstanding piece for the, you know, multiple communities.
Yeah, of that, you know, 72 or so acres, how much of it would you say is actually usable, you know, for the public?
All of it.
Okay.
All of it is usable. All of it is usable. There's a couple of areas where there was some construction activity for a while. They were using it to kind of transfer soils back and forth for other construction projects. Mm. And we've been advocating to the city to wind that operation down. So now there were some old construction vehicles up there, an old bulldozer. All that's gone now. And so we're trying to get those areas kind of cleaned up and usable. But beyond that, which is only a few acres, the rest of the site is is open for everybody.
Okay.
There's walking trails, and there's a baseball field, and basketball court, a softball field, and plenty of woods. Plenty of woods to go up and get lost.
Yeah.
It's really
nice. Wildlife in
the absolutely. Yeah. Faxon Park. There was a development that tried to get in there, the Hazeltine property, the 13 acres that we bought using mm-hmm. CPA funds. They tried to put in, I want to say, like 150 units of condominiums. And in order to do that, they had to do a study of the wildlife up there. And so they brought in some scientists and they studied the area. That is deer, turkey, wolves, coyotes, owls. Hawks, all kinds of,
okay.
And I've seen the deer up there myself. Like we drive by at night and you see them kind of on the edge of the road.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. It's really cool. Yeah, it's a great park.
Now tell me about the Friends themselves. You're now an established 501c3 corporation.
Well, not yet. We're close. Okay. Yeah, that's the thing. Before COVID hit, we were really on the cusp of kind of getting there.
Remember, so I was saying that was the big goal.
That's right. Yeah. So I think we're going to see in the next 3 to 6 months that those we'll be able to check those boxes and get to that point.
Yeah. Okay.
So that's where we're heading in sort of the short term to kind of get the organization a bit more formalized.
Yes.
And we're trying to get back to having monthly meetings and
I know you've had some virtual meetings, quite a few actually.
Yeah. Absolutely, we have. Yeah.
Have those been well attended, would you say?
We get a half dozen to a dozen people show up. You know, it's mostly neighbors, people that are really concerned about the park, And so as we have more events, it'll absolutely grow. We're not worried about it. We had a great we called it a picnic in the park last
year.
Yes, I
remember.
There were over 100 people showed up. It was a great time. It was really a great time. Really great event. Showcased the park. It was a lot of fun. And so it's a great location. It's a great park. It's a great neighborhood, family-oriented location. So.
What are the concerns that people have about it? What come up at these meetings? What kind of things are folks saying that they'd like to see happen not happen?
For starters, no matter what you're advocating for, you're always advocating for money. You're always saying, "Well, we got to get more money for this." Whether it be this other Tide Mill or whatever whatever neighborhood group it is, we have $800,000. The city has allocated several years ago $800,000. I mean, that's kind of
just
crazy.
For Faxon Park.
Just it's earmarked for Faxon Park.
Okay. And so just sitting there waiting.
Just sitting there.
Okay.
Just sitting there. So please, let's start to spend some of this money.
Yeah.
Let's get some things done. We have. We were happy we got a kiosk, right? A small kiosk, a few hundred dollars, right? We finally get a kiosk up there, right? We have a couple of portable bathrooms, right? So we want to get a permanent bathroom up there, right? The fire department would love to have a fire hydrant up there, right?
Okay.
So the water and sewer extended from Faxon Park Road up into the park.
Oh, okay.
Bathrooms, water fountains, improvements to the parking area, and then better demarcation of the trails,
yes,
things like that. So there's a lot of things that can be done to improve the usability of the park and while still keeping it the beautiful natural gem that it is for the city. So
the kiosk, is that where the trails are kind of explained for folks?
That's kind of the plan, right? Just put in over the winter. It's near the playground that's down near Faxon Park Road.
Okay.
It's a small top lot down there. It's a great little playground.
Busy all the time. It's like a
That's busy all the time. Yeah. It's really a nice playground. Kids love it. Families go there. Want to encourage people to really continue to explore it. So that's what the kiosk would be there to kind of introduce people that come in. Here's some of the other features of the park.
Okay, all right. Is that the main entrance?
Right at the main entrance.
Are there other access points?
Walking. That's
sure.
The only driving entrance to the park, right? That's the only place there's some other points you'd hop over the wall. It's got the historic wall that wraps around it. It was built under WPA in the 1940s.
Yes.
beautiful stone benches throughout the park.
Yep.
Then there's the overlook, the old overlook where there's a circular area and it's all stone wall, beautiful stone wall up there. And so the park's unique and it's really beautiful.
Do you find that folks who are new to the city are finding Faxon Park? Do they know about it, or is there an effort to kind of reach out to the new arrivals?
We hope so. People that have moved to the city, it's such a big city. People come and go all the time, right?
Yeah.
So But yeah, it's pretty easy to find. It's pretty easy to find if you're at the city's website, or you know, you're Googling Faxon Park. It's pretty easy to find, or parks in Quincy. You know,
yes.
anything like that.
Is it right the biggest one in Quincy? Would you say?
Or is Marymount? You know, Marymount is. You know, you can look at Marymount, and you can it's got various parts, right? And you know, so Faxon Park's a bit more centralized, and so if it's not the biggest, it's the second biggest.
Okay.
You know what I mean in the city? But
it's a question for Dave Murphy, maybe.
Right. It isn't even about you know we're not comparing parks. It's
no.
Faxon Park is a beautiful park in and of itself. In my opinion, it's the nicest park in the city. It's got a lot of great features, accessibility for everybody right there, right in the neighborhood. You know, so I can't say enough good things about it. You know.
Okay. So. Let's talk about the cleanup tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's going to be happening?
Yeah. Tomorrow, we're meeting up at the pavilion. There's a few different areas of the park that, you know, it sort of collected debris over the winter. You know, we ran a cleanup, I think we did one, I can't remember if we did one or two last year. We did one last year, and in COVID, you know, it was a little less well attended.
Yeah.
So we're expecting to get a pretty good crowd for this. Right around the pavilion area, there's debris because that's kind of where you have a lot of people coming and going. But there's also another area closer to Canman. We've had homeless encampments in the past, and they've all been moved on at this point now. But we still got to get in there and kind of clean that up. It's sort of behind the old Lindy's parking lot.
Oh, all right. Okay.
There's sort of a couple of areas where we want to kind of focus on to really get some debris that's in there out.
So. Okay. So how does it all work? It's you see here for 10 to 1 tomorrow at the pavilion, which is where.
Well, if you go in the main road, if you come up at Faxon Park Road, you follow the road all the way to the top.
Okay.
You go past. There's a parking lot on the right, and then you come to. You'll see the softball field and the basketball court, and then there's a pavilion. It's a little big, not a tent, but you know, it's a formal roof.
A covered area.
Okay. There you go. And there'll be picnic tables there, and people milling around. And I'm sure there'll be donuts and water and whatnot, and gloves and bags and things like that to help do the cleanup and all the tools you're going to need. And then we'll split into groups and head off into the different areas. And so it's from 10 to 1.
Yep.
And you don't have to be there at 10 if you can't show up until 12:45. Come at 12:45.
All right.
You know, sure. Come whenever you can. Stay as late as you can. We appreciate any help we can get. It's not easy work to wind your way through the woods and pull out debris and haul it out. And so it's good, honest work, and we appreciate any help that we can get. So.
Is the city helping out with the cleanup?
The city's always helpful. Always helpful with these kind of things. They love it when people come up and do their job,
right?
It's city property, right? Right. So we're helping them out, and you know, the city does a great job cleaning up the areas around the roadways. But you know, you can't expect DPW crews to go into the woods, and you know that's really
There's just not enough of them, right?
Yeah. No, and it isn't really. It isn't. It's really for friends groups. It's really designed. This is the kind of thing you want a friends group. And it's kind of why we do it, right?
Yeah.
To keep the park clean, beautiful. Accessible, more people using it, and keep the natural feel of the park. So they'll haul the stuff away.
We'll
pull it out.
Yep.
We'll make a big pile of debris right by the pavilion or anywhere, you know, anywhere along the roadway.
You know, in piles.
Put it in a bag. We'll leave it out there, and they'll come in on Monday, Tuesday of next week, and they take it all away, which is great. And they provide rakes and gloves and you know all the stuff that we need to do it.
Excellent.
So thanks to Dave Murphy and that crew over there that helps out and. It's definitely a partnership. It's got to be a partnership between you know local groups in the city. So,
All ages, I'm guessing, are welcome.
Oh, sure, absolutely.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
All ages, yeah. And if there's any really young kids, my daughters will love to help out to watch those kids, right? So,
oh, okay.
My oldest 14, my 14-year-old loves to
free babysitting.
I can't say that.
Right.
Don't bring your baby down and dump them down on my daughter. She'll get mad at me. But when the Kroll kids were a little younger, my daughters would watch them all from scurry around in the woods, and they always had a great time.
Well, I'm thinking this can be a social event also, right?
Oh, it absolutely is. Anytime you do a cleanup, you should come down, Joe, and see. You know, it's always a social event.
I would think.
It's a blast. People have a good time, and, you know, somebody, like I say, donuts and coffee are usually there. And
nice.
So, you meet some people, and it's a lot of fun.
What kind of weird things have you pulled out of the woods, Steve, over the years?
Car tires are easy.
Yeah.
You know, I used to do a lot of cleanups on the Neponset River. You see a lot of stuff in the car engines and things like that.
But
now it's really because we've been doing these cleanups for a couple of years.
Yeah.
You don't get the really big thing. You don't see like the car tires as much anymore.
Washing machines.
Every now and then you have people that'll come and just dump the truck.
Oh,
you know, just back their truck up and just dump crap.
Yeah.
And that's kind of like for DPW has to come down.
Right.
Our park department
at that point,
has to come
yeah.
down and really do that, because some of those things are a bit, you know, you'll find construction debris and things like
okay.
that occasionally.
Yeah.
But mostly it's cans and bottles and you know, debris,
yeah.
Things like that. It's maybe old jackets and things like that get lost, things that blow into the park and things that people leave behind.
Yep.
Dunkin' Donuts cups are notorious,
yeah,
you know,
okay.
those kind of things. They're everywhere. So you get a lot of that, and it's not too bad. That's some light stuff that you can, like anybody that goes up can kind of do that.
There's yeah,
nothing
right.
too, you know, we're not lifting refrigerators up.
Of
there's
course.
Nothing like that.
Okay.
There's no heavy lifting like that, you know. Worst case is maybe a shopping cart.
You know, I see. So. Okay. As you know, the mayor's proponent of banning nips. Do you think that would help with litter?
You know, 5%, you know,
okay.
3%.
Right.
I don't know. You know, it's tough to put a number on. It's
yeah.
tough to say. You know, anytime we can, you know, as an environmentalist,
yeah.
I'm a big proponent of getting rid of all small packaging, no matter what it is. And,
okay.
And alcohol in small containers is part of that. You know, our laundry detergent in small containers.
Oh,
we should, you know,
good point.
In my house,
yeah.
we buy 2 liters of sodas and whatnot, not the small bottles,
mm-hmm.
right? So the reason we want to advocate for a water fountain up at Faxon Park is because we don't want the plastic bottles. People
oh.
carry plastic bottles and they get... I'll say they throw them, but maybe it just gets blown out of their
okay.
hands or something, you know,
yeah.
different ways that it gets lost up there. And so, you know, bring a permanent container that you can take
you
home.
You can just refill, yeah.
That's right, yeah. So
The plastic bag ban, do you think that'll be helpful?
Yes, is that a problem? Absolutely.
Really? Okay.
Absolutely, yeah. yeah, absolutely. There's always some plastic. An oddity is that we find that there's a lot of people that will take their dogs up there, right, and they'll get a plastic bag, and they'll pick up the dog poop, and then they'll leave the plastic bag with
yeah,
the dog poop in it.
Yeah, I never understood that myself.
And it's like, you know, you've done the hard part. Put it in the barrel. Like,
right.
the barrel's right there. Just go ahead and put it in the barrel, right?
Yeah.
You've done the hard part, right? Yeah. So please, just finish it off.
Yeah,
right?
Don't put it down the sewer either.
Yeah, don't put it in the sewer. Yeah.
friendsoffaxonpark@gmail.com.
There you go. That's
is
right.
Your email
yep,
address.
Yep, that'll get through to us.
Okay.
Yep.
How do you become a member?
Send an email
okay.
right there to that email address, and we'll keep you in the loop and get you connected.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is there a cost at all to be a member?
Not at this point,
okay.
but kind of that's where we hope that it's heading
gotcha.
To. You know,
yep.
a small, you know, $5 a year membership fee kind of thing, or you know, we'll have fundraisers and whatnot in the
yeah.
future. As we form more as an organization. So
I'm guessing you'll be back out again at Cleaner, Creaner Quincy Day?
Well, there's usually a crew up there. Kind of the
oh.
reason we do this before it is because there's such a push to go to other places, right? So we
sure.
wanted a day where we could focus just on Faxon Park. And so we're hoping we can get a lot more people on Cleaner, Greener. Everybody's going to their schools
oh,
and their
true.
Beaches
yep.
and everywhere. So it kind of, you usually get 5 or 6 people up at Faxon Park on Cleaner,
sure.
Greener. But, you know, like my kids are in the school system, and so we want to go and help out at our schools
gotcha.
Too,
okay.
right? So Marshall and Point Webster and Central and whatnot.
Okay.
So
it's big enough to have its own cleanup day.
That's right. That's
yeah.
right. You know, 70 acres. You know, there's
right.
a lot up there, right?
Yeah.
So we need a whole bunch of people to fan out and find a good spot, right? So.
And the weather looks good for tomorrow, Steve. So,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Get all the rain out of there today.
Exactly.
And tomorrow's going to be great.
You know,
we're
right.
going to have a great day. So there is a rain day, but I don't think we've got any rain.
No, I don't think we're going to need it, thankfully.
I think we're going to have a great day.
We're all
so.
Set. Speaking of, we're going to check
yeah.
the weather right now, but thanks
there
for coming
go.
Over.
Yeah,
appreciate
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Great. Glad to be here. Thank you, Joe.
You're very welcome.
All right.